Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Humble at your service. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Tom Asacker back on the show. Tom is a, golly, more than 12-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? That's right. Long time, dozen years he's been sharing his wisdom with us. And so many books we've launched on the show. I think everyone, maybe every book you've written, Tom, we've launched on this show.
So.
A clear eye for branding, a little less conversation. That's just like half of the others, but folks, and he's got a brand new book out that he's sort of been teasing us with for the last few visits called The Business of Belief. And that's what we're going to talk about today. What do you believe? Tom Asacker, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
Tom, it's great to have you back. Congratulations on the new book. You birthed another one. I tell men who've never had a, who are writing books, who want to write a book, I tell them that writing a book is as close as a man will ever come to birthing a baby. What do you think?
Well, there is definitely some pain involved in the process. No doubt.
Hey, so The Business of Belief. Now we're gonna talk about all of that in a minute, but first, I want you to tell us what you mean when you say belief.
So that question has come up. Do you, Jim? Do you remember that self-help book, The Secret? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It sold tens of millions. Okay, so the book basically claimed that positive feelings and thinking can create life-changing results, wealth, health, happiness, whatever. And
right. That's
absolutely true, but not because of some strange matching of thought frequencies out in the universe. It's true because what we feel and think about our choices in life, what we believe, motivates our decisions. Right? So a belief is a working assumption. It's our perception of reality, and based on that perception, we develop a decision, a choice, and that's all it is, really. I mean, it's a strange word.
I've heard the term belief system.
Well, I mean, people use the expression belief system to describe a particular person's frame of reality. How they look
well,
at
yeah,
the world.
What informs them? Where did they come from? What influenced their belief? What's behind? But not only me observing what you believe, but me observing me thinking about what I believe. What's my belief system? What has informed me, and what makes me believe the things that I believe?
See, Jim, I think that's the most important thing to recognize. People become more open to changing their behaviors, ones that hold them back in life, when they understand how their minds work to create those decisions and behaviors. But we don't really, we're like fish in water. We don't know we're in water. We don't know our beliefs
right. Because
it's difficult to pause and try to tease those out, because we're making a lot of choices throughout the day, each and every day, and we're getting busier and busier. So it's difficult to slow down and try to assess what our beliefs are.
You think it's because they're so innate, they're so ingrained, and so much a part of us that we have a hard time defining something that's so evident to us?
That's part of it, part of the problem. The other part is that we're overwhelmed with the amount of choices that we make on a daily basis today. I mean, if we were monks and we were in a monastery and we were making the very few choices that we're allowed to make, we might be able to sit and tease apart those choices and say, okay, why am I doing this? And really get a deep understanding. But when we get up in the morning and we make thousands of choices during the day in the marketplace, and, I mean, you know, we would turn on the television. So why am I watching this show? Why am I watching the television? Why am I not watching this? Why am I not reading a book? There are so many different available options to us that we really can't sit down and figure that all out. It's impossible.
Right. So the your belief system is handy, but sometimes you get influences, folks, that derail that a little bit. When we come back, I'm going to get Tom to help us understand the business of belief, how we deal with it, why we do what we do, and what we should stick with. That's what I want to hear about. What system should we use to stick with? How do we get back to our North Star? Right after these messages. The book is called The Business of Belief by Tom A.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.